या श्रुतिर जलपति निर्विशेषम स सविधाते सविशेषमेव.
मीनिंग
इन वॉट एवर स्टेटमेंट फ्रॉम द श्रुतिज वेयर द इम्पर्सनल तत्व इज इंडिकेटेड इन द वेरी सेम स्टेटमेंट पर्सनल तत्व इज ऑल्सो मेंशन्ड. बाय केयरफुली एनालाइजिंग ऑल द स्टेटमेंट फ्रॉम द श्रुतिज एज अ होल वी कैन सी दैट द पर्सनल तत्व इज एम्फेसाइज्ड मोर.
सो though this subject is niras, niras means
dry,
no juice, but we should know these things. Only Vedas or Srimad Bhagavat clearly telling that Supreme Personality of God has shape, so many qualities, vatsalya bhav, like these things. But all the in-world Muslims, also Christians, also Buddhism, whole world, by mouth they tell that Supreme Personality of Godhead has no shape, no attribute, no qualities, nothing. First, I want to tell you that in the books of Muslims, it has been written that Khuda or Allah has created man after his own image. Also in Bible, I have heard that it is written that God created man after his own image. If he has no image, how he can do like him? And also in Vedas it is that God created man after his own image. It has been written. Though they are not agreeing to those points, but still there is. So, if Krishna has no shape or God has no shape, why this God name came? Why? God means generator. If he has himself no shape, no qualities, no power, then how he can make this world? So it is evident from all these things that he has shape. We can see water. We cannot define that what shape is of water. But there is water we are seeing. We are tasting it also. And it works in our stomach when we are so much thirsty. Quenches our thirst. And gives so much power. And it has shape. Otherwise we cannot see. It has some taste, it has some color, its own. But when any color is mixed to them, it becomes like that. We keep it in any pot, he can be like that pot. Even he can be like ocean and so big area. So we cannot define that what is the shape of water, what is the color of water, what is the quality and taste of water. So scientists are bound to tell that water is shapeless, colorless, tasteless. But all these are things. We can see water. So if they cannot define the color, taste and shape of water, how can they explain the shape of God, the color of God, the qualities of God, but everything is there. In Vedas, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in everywhere it is written so clearly. Why he is called shapeless? Because in this stage we are not seeing. But he can be seen, as I told that Vyas in trance he saw. Dhruva saw. All the persons in the last of Dwapara Yuga, they saw Krishna, they saw Ram. Ram was traveling whole India without shoe and without umbrella, with Sita ji and Lakshman ji, whole south and north and everywhere in India. He was. Krishna also. Sometimes he came in the shape of Nrisimhadev, Matsya, Varaha, Kurma and all other things. So we can see by bhakti. Also, there is ghee in milk, but we cannot see. When it is separated, then we can see by any process. So this process is bhakti to see Krishna. So if anyone follow this bhakti process, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, not like this. Suna Rama Raya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sarup Damodar and Rab, in what process we should take name that he will be seen, visible to us. He told that, oh, here, let me hear. What? Tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. You should chant Krishna name with having four qualities. Tinadapi sunich means be humble more than, but I see that even here, if anything which becomes opposite to my mind, at one side, even a senior devotee, I can also, if anyone abuse, I may quarrel with him. But when I remember, then I become tolerant. So we should be tolerant. Hearing here and after class, take it from ear and throw and go. Not like this. Tolerance. Then, trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna. Be like a tree, giving always fruits to others, his bark for others, his branches for others, his everything is for the gain of others, not for himself. Fruits, he does not taste any fruit. His leaves, his rush, juice, everything for others. Also his shade for others. Oh, sometimes tiger, bears, and all can come and take shade there. Also nonsense person can go there, taking fruits from there, cutting their branches, even cutting the root, and they take shelter there, and they make their palanka to sleep. They are very easy and all. I think that most of this has been built by wood. They are never told that, oh, don't cut me, don't cut me. Never. So you should be tolerant. If you want to love Krishna and to see Krishna and to serve Krishna and to have been to take the mercy of Krishna, then you should be tolerant like these trees. Krishna has also told. And even they don't want water. Oh, I am so hungry. I am giving you so much thing. Give a little water. Never. So Vaishnava should be like this. We are hearing so many complaints from so many devotees. Always, always. So many complaints. But never any complaint from trees, any trees. Whether you are picking, you are cutting, you are doing all these things. So, we should try to be that. Always praising others according to their qualifications. Oh, you are a good devotee. You are very tolerant. You should sprinkle your mercy to me. Always praising. Why? Krishna is there. My Gurudev is also in their hearts. So, and eternally they are servant of my original Prabhu. Krishna. So I should be humble to them. Don't want any praise from anyone. Never. If anyone is not giving praise to me, then what trick I take? Sahata leta hum tricks. I will tell. Oh, how beautiful and marvelous, unparalleled class I gave. By trickly I will ask. And then you will tell, I'm very marvelous. Anyone cannot give it. Don't do this also. Never. Vaishnava, Sukhdev Goswami never have any mood that, all should praise me. If anyone praising and you are hearing and being happy, tell more. Then what will be? You are dying. Your everything is going on. They are taking all qualities. So you should. If you want to love Krishna and want to see Krishna and really like this, then you should follow all these things. And then chant and Krishna will do it. And you can see him, really. Today.
Guru, sometimes we are doing many activities, party or some service, but there's an unfavorable mood, not favorable mood. How we can change this mood?
You should think that you are beginner. Krishna is so powerful. The service to Gurudev is so powerful. We will be very soon reformed. And all qualities will come. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati made a school like this, that all kinds of diseases can be cured in my hospital. He made a school. Before there was no hospital like this. So he made a hospital. And we are all admitted. Patient. So gradually, medicine will do act. You should go on chanting, hearing, listening with your heart. And then quickly you will realize that you are being cured. I want to hear again.
He said, in Vaikuntha planets, we cannot have friendly relationship with Vishnu Narayan.
No, I have not told like this. You should try to understand what. No. Really. In Vaikuntha Lok, only all are servant. Like Jaya Vijaya. Always serving, paying respect to them. In Vaikuntha Lok, Narayan cannot come to Narad and he will take dust of lotus feet of Narad. He cannot do. He cannot embrace Narad or any devotee. He cannot take remnant of anyone there. He is bound to follow his appellance, the role of Krishna has become like Narayan there. For Krishna, Krishna will take your remnant, he will embrace, he will be life friend, beloved, son, everything. Narayan cannot be son. Never. He will always father and mother, like of whole universe and whole entity.
The other day you spoke about Sukadeva Goswami, but you never told what happened after Bhagavatam. What happened with
Sukadeva Goswami? After that, Sukadeva Goswami went in north side, means again there, in Himalayas near Kailash or anywhere there. And he became like mad in Krishna Prem. Anyone cannot realize he may be here, he is not dead. He can come in that mode but we cannot realize.
He never went back.
Where?
To
he's always there. He has always, like Krishna, always in transcendental, that Golok Vrindavan, and also in all worlds. So he's like that. He has so many forms, lakhs and lakhs, more than Krishna, even, to serve him. Like Nanda Yashoda. How many are Nanda Yashoda? Only one. But even he is everywhere in all worlds where Krishna pastimes is going on. And also in Goloka. When we chant and remember and hear all these things, all these basic principles will come in our heart.